USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
You know, it's not been anything that I've been out advocating for. You know, my life changed over the last 24 hours when Nick Ayers decided not to do it, and there was a story out there that I was on a list. You know, I can say this. It's going to be the president's decision.
You're listening to North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News. He's asked if he's been contacted by President Trump to be the new chief of staff as the president weighs his options to replace John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year.
A lot of well-qualified candidates. And at the end of the day, it's who's going to serve him best and serve this country best. Right now, I've got a great job in representing the people of Western North Carolina. I'm going to continue to do that. And yet, at the same time, you know, there needs to be someone to support this president and making sure that we indeed make America great again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
And three people killed in a pre-Christmas snowstorm. One man dies as a tree falls on his truck in the Chapel Hill area of North Carolina. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gains 34 points, the Nasdaq up 51, and the S&P 500 up 4. A look now at who Time Magazine picking for Person of the Year. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Seven-member Korean boy band BTS has won the online readers' poll for Time's Person of the Year, beating out other artists, world leaders, and politicians. Planet Earth narrowly trailed BTS in the poll. With millions of votes cast, BTS outpaced Planet Earth by 0.12%. The Thai cave divers finished third. Other top finishers, the South Korean president, undocumented children, former First Lady Michelle Obama, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford. Time's choice for 2018 Person of the Year will be revealed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
A group of environmental protesters on Capitol Hill, USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal.
Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
Military news now. It turns out some U.S. soldiers who've been stationed at the southern border will be coming home for the holidays. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
There have been roughly 5,400 active duty troops stationed along the border in recent weeks, installing wire barriers and protecting Border Patrol agents in California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, Pentagon officials say the active duty troops will begin leaving the southern border this week. The number of forces there will be going down to at least 3,000 by the holidays. President Trump having ordered the deployment of the troops in response to the caravan of Central American migrants that were moving towards the U.S. border. The number of migrants has been declining, and the military has finished much of the wire barrier placement that they began weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.